Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone here to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in MikeSpirit.fm, live in Spreaker, live on Blog Talk Radio, live in GH Talk Radio. Whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome, and it's always a pleasure to be here. Now, today I've got an amazing guest with me, and I must say a dear friend. And I am saying it because, you know, we have grown very close together. Spirit has kind of brought us together really close, and I'm looking forward to today's show. I'm looking forward to a few more other shows that we have lined up. I'm looking forward to actually meeting my guest tonight in person come September, and that's the wonderful Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, and how are you doing?
I am so excited to be here and be a part of your show once again. The momentum is building here in South Florida because we are all awaiting the arrival of the People Psychic there in the UK. So the UK and the US are going to hang out together for a whirlwind tour, particularly here in South Florida, where everyone's going to have the wonderful opportunity to be in the energy that you deliver, Mike, from the spirit world and our loved ones from the other side. So I'm so appreciative to be in your company and to be your guest this afternoon.
Well, you know, the pleasure is mine to have you on. So, you know, you are a wonderful worker for the spirit world yourself. And, you know, the excitement over years building up like you wouldn't believe. I'm counting not so much the weeks now, but kind of counting the hours down, ready for me to jump on that plane and fly over to Florida and meet up with you in person and to do some wonderful work with yourself and for the spirit world, you know. It's exciting.
It is. It truly is.
You know, Sarah, we do have some guests here with us today on the show, and I'm going to bring a gentleman on in just a few minutes because you know, I want to tell everyone of what's coming on because I know in 4 weeks' time you are going to be returning here to Mike Spirit FM. That's right, isn't it?
That's correct. I'll be back.
And, you know, we are not going to be in the usual studio where we are right now. We're going to be in a different location. And, you know, I did tell you that we're going to, you know, I've got a little surprise for you. Do you remember me saying that to you, Sarah?
I remember the little surprise you told me.
Your little English accent there.
Yes.
I have a little surprise, and I'm going to fetch one of a friend of mine on now, Steve. Hi, Steve. Are you there with us? He is there with us. He just needs.
Hi, Mike.
Mike, there we are. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, Steve, meet Sarah here from Florida, and Sarah, meet Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Superb.
No, Sarah, no, that's a proper English accent for you. Mine is more Welsh, but
yes,
a proper English accent. And the reason why I fetched Steve on, because I suppose Steve is a part of the surprise for yourself, because in 4 weeks' time, we're going to be live with Steve for a very special event here in the UK. And Steve, are you going to talk us through this event of what we're going to be doing?
Yep, I can do, Mike. It's going to be a very special event. It's going to be a celebrity charity ghost hunt.
Okay. Let me just cut in there now, Steve.
Okay.
Now, when you're saying celebrities, do you mean like celebrities like off the radio or off the TV? What kind of celebrities are we talking about?
They're going to be celebrities from the TV world, Mike.
Okay, so, okay, go on. Carry on, you tell us more about this.
And yourself, of course.
Well, of course. Sarah is you know, quite a star herself.
And Sarah, then I forgot about that, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be, I don't know, Sarah, you might not know, but a lot of the UK listeners might have seen it on the TV in the newspapers and on the radio. Back in early in June this year, there was a tragic gas explosion in a place called Shaw, just outside of Manchester from where I used to originate from, which devastated 9 houses and also killed a young boy at the age of about 3 or 4 years of age.
Yes.
So what we've decided to do, a couple of charity organisers got in touch with us as a company. We're proud to accept and be part of it. They want to do a ghost hunt just to raise money for these families that have been affected by this tragic blast.
That is a wonderful thing to do, and I can feel the presence of spirit here, and most certainly with the spirit world, that is a very pleasing thing to the spirit world.
Yeah, and it's from our point of view as a company, it's an honour to be part of such an event. So what we're trying to do is we're getting 40 general public together, along with 10 celebrities, to create a charity ghost hunt, and Mike himself has kindly offered to come and run his radio show from the event live as well for the listeners in America as well.
So we will be live, Sarah, at this ghost hunt.
That sounds so exciting. You make me want to pack my shoes and just come over to the UK so I could be there in person. My goodness.
Well, you know, you'll be there with us live on the radio.
Yes.
And you never know, Sarah, you know, when you come over to the UK, maybe we can do something of this nature again with yourself. But you know, we'll hold on for that thought for just a minute, because I know that there's more exciting news coming here from Steve. Steve, do we know any of these celebrities? Are they going to be well-known people?
They are going to be well-known people. For the listeners in the UK, there'll be sports personalities. There'll be TV personalities from Coronation Street, Emmerdale Farm. And I think it's Shameless as well, Mike.
Okay. So these people, just explain to me, Steve, because, you know, obviously I know a little bit about it. I've been on to the website. Actually, do you want to give us the web address details of how people can click on to the site and be a part of it?
Yep. It's www.ultimateparanormalexperience.com.
Okay, so they can click on ultimateparanormalexperience.com and get all the information that they need. So do we know any of the celebrities as far as yet, you know, their names of who's actually going to be there?
Right, at this moment in time, Mike, what the organizers are waiting to do is they're waiting to confirm all the 10 celebrities off before they'll make a press release on it.
Right.
But what I can say is that we have 4 mediums for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
That are going to be working with the celebrities and with the guests. We have award-winning TV medium, which is Barry John.
Yeah.
We have one of the organisers, which is an upcoming UK medium, goes by the name of Kevin Brough.
Okay.
We have our own resident medium, which is Bill Nicholson.
Yeah.
And we also have our latest addition to Ultimate Paranormal Experience, which is spiritual medium Michelle Morgan.
Okay. Okay, so... So we're all going to be, because I know I'm going to be, you know, after the show, because obviously my show starts at 8 o'clock, and I know that the show or the ghost hunt starts at 9 o'clock, isn't it?
That's correct. It starts at 9 o'clock, runs through till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so there's going to be like so we'll still be live, Sarah, whilst this ghost hunt is going on. But after the curtains come down, if you like, on our show, I'll be joining the other mediums, do some more work and to do some investigating with these celebrities. And you know, you never know. We might even get to speak to a few of them, Sarah. You know, we may even have them into our little studio there.
That would be wonderful.
And it'd be nice to connect with them. So, Steve, give us that website address again.
Yep, it's www.ultimateparanormalexperience.com.
So it's ultimateparanormalexperience.com. Okay. And so it's only 40 tickets that you have for the general public to come along. Is that right? Yeah?
That's correct, Matt. I think we've 13 tickets left at this moment in time.
Only 13 left?
Yes.
Okay. So how can... You know, if we have the listeners now that is desperate to have these tickets and thinking, oh, my God, I've got to be there, how can they get hold of them tickets there, Steve?
They can go onto the website at ultimateparanormalexperience.com, Mike. If they click on the top charity ghost hunt,
okay,
and they scroll down and they can book online there safe and securely through PayPal.
Okay, and is there any other way that they can do that?
That's the only way that we have to do it. So it all comes through. We can collect all the money in one go, Mike, and send it off to the charity.
Okay.
And what we have as well, Mike, I did forget to mention, is that people that want to sponsor themselves,
mm-hmm.
if they purchase a ticket for £50,
yeah.
and they require a sponsor form, we will send them a sponsor form via email. And if they raise £100 or more for the charity, get the friends, the family, the neighbours, the work colleagues to sponsor them, we will donate them the £50 back. So theoretically, they're coming to the event for free, Mike.
Wow. You know, I must say, Steve, that's absolutely amazing, you know, because, you know, again, it's all for a wonderful cause, isn't it? You know, I watched the explosion on TV, you know, I watched it on the news, and you know, it was quite heart-wrenching, you know, and to know that that little boy was killed in that explosion, and bless his heart, in the spirit world, you know, I know that, you know, the money that is raised is going to a fantastic and a wonderful cause.
Yep, it really is, Mike. And what I've also done as well is I've gone around some of the local businesses where we live in and where we're based in Worcester. And I've got some of the local hotels to donate weekends away as well for the affected victims.
Yeah.
So again, on with the night, we're going to be giving one or two of the affected. We're going to give them nice weekends away, all expenses paid as well, hopefully.
Okay, so that's going to be wonderful. So where to is the venue again, Steve?
Right, the venue is Smithells Hall in Bolton.
Okay, and if people are not sure where that is, they can just simply go into Google, I would have thought, and Google the location, is it?
Yeah, that's correct. It's on our website as well, Mike, but they can go on Google, they can find Smithells Hall. There's a lot of history to Smithells Hall as well.
Okay, now I do believe Smithells Hall was filmed before. It's not the first time that there's been an event such as this there, is it? It's been on TV before, isn't it?
It has. It was done in one of the most haunted episodes.
Okay, so that was the most haunted episode, yes, and not that I can recall watching it. So you know, it'd be exciting for me to be there because you know, I've never been there, never known of any history, and I don't want to know any history of it. But it would be just nice to go there and you know, see what comes through, and particularly with. You know, lots of people have been around, the celebrities have been around, and obviously the general public. You know, and I do enjoy meeting the general public. So, you know, if people are listening and you are coming along, please come and say hi to myself and to Steve and to all the rest of us. You know, don't be strangers. Let's be let's kind of make it like a family kind of a event, isn't it? You know, let's all be a part of this together. And I think that, you know, we certainly will enjoy that. But, Steve, no, thank you very much for coming on today. I'm sure that, you know, it's not the last time we're going to speak to you. We'll probably speak to you next week. And do you think you'll be able to have these celebrities' names by next week for us?
Yep. I'm looking to get them confirmed off by late Thursday, early Friday, Mike.
So next week we will be able to announce who will be there.
Yep, next week we'll be able to announce all 10 celebrities.
Absolutely perfect. Okay, Steve, I thank you very much for joining us. You know, please stay in and listen to the rest of the show. And, you know, sit back and enjoy here at Mike Spirit FM. So thank you very much, Steve. Again, the website for people to go and purchase the tickets is
www.ultimateparanormalexperience.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve. And, you know, I, for one, I'm thoroughly looking forward to the event. So thank you very much, Steve.
And me too. And it's been a pleasure to come on, Mike. Thank you very much for having me.
Not at all. Thank you now.
Take care. Bye-bye, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye. God bless you.
You too, and you. See you soon.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, Steve.
Okay. Cheers, Mike.
Sarah, let's get on with today's show because I know that, you know, we've taken up a bit of time and you know, it's always nice to promote particularly, you know, special events such as that, you know. And, you know, I have been promoting this this e-petition as well for a wonderful friend of mine. you know, come onto my Facebook page and, you know, you'll be able to join that e-petition with people that has difficulties and you know, our government here is trying to take some of the rights away or some of the benefits away and you know, I for one stand very morally strong for that. So please, people, come and join us on the Facebook pages. I have had to do a new Facebook. And with the thanks of my daughter and her friend here to take care of that, we've achieved that, you know, because it was very difficult. It's still the same name. You need to search for Mike Davis Medium. You'll probably find two, because that's the old one. We did try and put another name in there, but, you know, Sarah, it just wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work, no.
It's not meant to be, you know. So you'll find Mike Davis Medium twice. So the one, when I say that it's already got so many friends, find the other one. It's simple. Well, I'm saying it's simple. It's only because the kids show me how to do it. That's how I know it's simple. But there we are. Okay, so have you been very busy yourself the last few weeks?
Well, as you know, because we've spoken, yes, we've been very busy. And it was great to have you on. And people are still talking about the experience of having you on WBZT. Our Wednesday night show. So that was a fabulous event. And again, people are still talking about the interaction and the experience with the spirit world, with you and spirit and myself. So yes, it has kept us very busy. And we are very blessed here because we've had some amazing, amazing people come through and some amazing miracles. I'm a firm believer that miracles happen, and that no matter how lost or confused or under the gun or tied up a person may feel in their current situation, there's always a happy ending that will come to pass if someone has faith and truly believes. And I believe the spirit world is always showing us that. So yes, we've been very blessed to be busy, and I've been launching some new products. I designed a lot of products here at the Expedito Enlightenment Center in West Palm Beach. So we have some new products that will be coming out, and quite a lot going on. And when you arrive in time for the Archangel Michael celebration, which is going to be September 29th here in West Palm Beach, Florida, at the Expedito Enlightenment Center, we're going to have quite a lot going on. We're going to be broadcasting live that day, so you will be live on air with me as well as the radio show itself, and then we're going to have our celebration, and we're going to have an amazing prayer circle, and I have a couple of surprises that we've never done before at any celebration that will be in place for this particular celebration. It promises to be a celebration for the archangels and for the spirit world and family and friends of those who believe that miracles happen. It promises to be something that will literally make such a connection for individuals that they will feel it to the core of their being. That is what I've been told by the spirit world.
Absolutely wonderful. You know, and you know, I keep seeing the same thing over and over again, Sarah. And you know, I'm so excited to be there. I said it's not so much counting the weeks. It's like the hours. You know, I was my friend Gwyn was over here earlier on, and we were just going through checking our last bits of the flights and everything else, and you know, it's an exciting time. It really is.
It truly is. It truly is an exciting. It's a truly exciting time, and you know, we've been blessed, Mike, that somehow, and I believe it was through someone that you know by the name of Paul, somehow we got connected, and you were able to listen to one of my radio shows, and then invite me to be on your radio show. Was it about a year ago now? So
you know,
we've known each other for a year.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, how the spirit world, you know, will bring people together that's, you know, meant to be, because I do believe that it's meant to be. And, you know, bless Paul, and he is a regular listener, and, you know, a big thank you and a big shout out to Paul. I know that he's, you know, wants to try and fit himself into my suitcase. But,
yes.
You know, you never know, you never know, because I know Paul is now working himself. He's coming along and developing quite nicely himself, and, you know, I know that you're there. I know that you're listening. A big shout out to you.
Yes, yeah. He sent me a message on Skype. Good luck on the show. And whenever I'm on your show, he's always giving me a message. And often, my other shows, when he sees I'm doing something on Facebook, he has been so kind to always give me that thumbs up, that cheer, that blessing to move forth. And what I truly love about, and I'm going to use the word God. What I truly love about God, Mike, is that God can show us that our lives are connected, and there is no such thing as time and space and distance and love knows no miles, love knows no distance, no disease, no hardship. Love truly is all there is, and that love can connect hearts and souls, whether we are connected in the physical area or just connected in the spiritual world. There are no boundaries when we're in the love of the heavens. And to me, I'm grateful for everyone, our listening audience, your listening audience in the UK and throughout the United States, and our new following for what you are creating in conjunction with what we're creating here in South Florida. It's just truly amazing. And I feel a tear because I'm such awe of the wonderfulness that is the heavens.
And it's absolutely amazing. It really is. And even as you're saying that, it does bring a little lump to my throat. It really does. And, I can't thank the Spirit enough for the journey that they've put me on from, 19 years of when I started working for the Spirit world. The journey that they've taken me to up until now, it's been absolutely amazing. And I know for what's to come, it's going to be so exciting. I keep using the same words because I can't think of any other words to put in there, but I'm excited here.
It's definitely
exciting time. Well, Sarah, I'm going to go to some music because I do have I have my daughter with me in the studio tonight, even though she just run off. And I have my daughter's friend, Skye, here with us as well. She may say hi, you never know. Do you want to say hi, Skye?
Hi. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that they've chosen the music tonight, so I hope you're going to like these songs here, Sarah, because, well, bless them, they did choose them. I kind of like them myself. So let me just press these few buttons and we'll see what happens.
Thank you.
Well, I must say this, they had a lovely choice of music from the kids. Do you agree?
Spectacular. They did spectacularly.
They did very well tonight. Fair play to them. So, well done. Sarah, I know that we are very busy here tonight. I know that we've got lots of people online. But let me just call out the numbers if people do want to call in. The number is 760-283-4611 if you're calling from the USA. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening to us in Blog Talk Radio, there is a Skype button. You can press that button at any time you wish, and that way it will be free to connect right here to myself and to Sarah. So, Sarah, should we, before we go to the phone lines, because I did forget, and how rude of me, do you want to give us your web address?
Yes, thank you very much. It is Sarah Spiritual, S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com. You can learn more about the products, the services at sarahspiritual.com, the classes, the events that we host. I also have another website, which is Expedito Enlightenment Center, and it's also known as Botanica San Expedito, and that is in West Palm Beach. So we have a full online store, and we also have a center here in West Palm Beach at 4047 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach, Florida. So they can check us out any way they like, and our doors are always open, and we are here to be of assistance and service.
Absolutely wonderful. I know that people can catch you on Facebook as well, Sarah. Is that right?
That is correct. They can go to I Love Spiritually Speaking with Sarah, which is the name of my show. They can find me under Sarah Spiritual. So many different ways. If you just type in Sarah Spiritual on Facebook, you will find me.
Okay, absolutely fantastic. And I urge everybody to add Sarah onto your Facebook account, because Sarah, when they do that, then that's where they'll be able to get of when we finalize everything. That's where they'll be able to get all the information of the tour dates, I suppose, of where I will be when I come over to West Palm Beach to join you.
Absolutely. And Mike will be doing personal readings here at the center. We'll probably have a couple of days that will be reserved. He'll have his own special spot, and people can have the privilege to sit with Mike and talk to their loved ones on the other side. And, we are centrally located, so we're very easy to get to. So I encourage people to come from near and far. And we also are planning, besides our celebration for Archangel Michael and all the archangels on the 29th of September, we are planning some live events that Mike and I are going to be doing together for all the public so that they can get connected with their loved ones. So all of that will be posted on Facebook or on sarahspiritual.com or on Mike's Facebook or Mike's websites. So please follow us, because we have such exciting things, and every day that gets closer to this monumentous event that the spirit world is putting together for us, I know that there'll be even more fine-tuned details that'll be posted every day, and you're not going to want to miss anything. For our listening audience, you're not going to want to miss it. And for those of you who are not local, the radio show will broadcast live on the 29th, so they will be able to hear Mike and talk to Mike that day and be a part of the celebration. And we're really going to do everything we can to have it stream live via the internet, via video too. So we're going to work on quite a bit. I'm technologically challenged, but hopefully I'll surround myself with the right people, and because electricity and I don't always do well, we kind of short-circuit things. So,
it's sometimes the same year, Sarah. It's quite amazing, really.
Yeah, I have friends who are like, oh, you have all these gadgets and things, but I use them limitedly. I do what I have to do, and then I get off because they kind of boggle my mind at times. But so, Mike, I know we have a lot of people who are on hold.
Phone lines. But, before we do, I know that you just mentioned that people will be able to get onto my website as well. And I am relaunching one of my websites very soon. And that is where the dates will be as well when I'm in Florida, because I'm also we've changed a little bit around, because as you know, Sid, I was meant to go to Norway next month on the 13th of next month. We have now rescheduled that tour to after the visit with you. So it's going to be Florida first, then Norway after that. So again, you know, it's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it all. But I'm launching the relaunching the website of www.mikespirit.info, and that's where you will to find the diary, the calendar of all my dates, not just the tour dates, but all my dates of where you'll be able to catch me, whether it be live on the radio or whether it be a live demonstration. All the information will be there. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. I know people's been on hold for a little while, and I do believe the first caller that we have, it's Jackie. Hi, Jackie, are you there with us?
Hello, Mike. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to hand this one all over to you because I kind of know Jackie a little bit. Okay, so it's all over to you, Sarah.
Okay, Jackie, how can we help you today in the spirit world?
Hi, Sarah. What it is, I'm feeling lost in all aspects of life at the moment and just...
All right, Jackie, do me a favor. If you'd be so kind, give me your birthday, please.
It's the 28th of the 4th, 1972.
Okay. It's been a roller coaster for you, Spirit tells me. Emotionally, financially, you keep hitting these roadblocks, Spirit is telling me. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And you are, you know, I'm kind of reminded of a video that I saw just recently of someone on their knees and they're just kind of praying to God and you're tired. Jackie,
yes.
Spirit says you're very tired. You feel like you've done everything that you can and nothing's really going right. I need you to dismiss, the spirit world wants you to dismiss that feeling because they are telling me that things are meant to turn around. This has been a part of your humbling, your time of discerning the people you have chosen to surround yourself with, because I feel that not everyone has been true to you. Does this make sense to you, Jackie?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to distance yourself from those who do not have your higher good in mind. Many of the things that you have surrounded yourself with have been illusions, and Spirit wants you to go into you, and they want you to first and foremost count your blessings. You seem to be focusing on that which has not worked. Does that make sense to you? You're focusing on the things that haven't worked in your life. You're reviewing your life and you're taking stock and going, oh, poo, that didn't work, that didn't work, that didn't work. They want you to cancel that. They need you to hit the pause button. They need you to hit delete. And they want you to go to who you know yourself to be because they're telling me that you really have lost you in other people. And you need to go to you and say, you know what, this is who I am as a person, this is what I bring to the table, and this is what I can offer in a relationship, this is what I can offer to my family, and this is what I can offer financially to myself, and this is my goal. And the minute you give the spirit world permission to make it happen, it is all going to change. God is not the author of confusion. So you're walking around in a confused circle. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So I see a new beginning coming for you, and they're kind of taking me, hold on, one second. They're taking me to October. They're telling me October is a pivotal time for you. They took me to the end of September, beginning of October. And it's as if there are people cheering you on who have not only crossed over, but you do still have on the planet Earth some people you can count on. And don't lose sight of the people who do believe in you, even if it is a mentor or a spiritual guide, because there are people who will extend their hand and lift you up just enough so that you can regain your strength. But it is going to be a better year after October, and this is your rebirthing time. I hope that this is of help and assistance to you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
God bless you both.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Mike.
I didn't unmute my mic then, Sarah. I'm spitting there, wasn't I? I was just saying to Jackie, thank you very much for calling in. And remember, Jackie, if you are still listening, you can retrieve that reading over on mikespirit.fm. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. And say I'm going to give you a little bit of a breather here because I'm going to take the next caller, and it's Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Are you there with us?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Brenda. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
From Tennessee, okay. You know, that's actually one of the places I'm going to be visiting Tennessee when I actually come
awesome.
Up. Taylor's actually given me a few days off so I can come up to Tennessee.
Wonderful, that's
lovely up there as well. So I know that, again, you know, when it's actually launched, mikespirit.info, keep an eye on that. It will change very, very soon, and you will see some dates there when I'm in Tennessee. But, Brenda, what was the reason that you called in for tonight?
Well, I have a question about my son. We had lost two people that were extremely close to us and our family, and my son got himself into a bit of trouble because he doesn't really know how to deal with it.
Okay.
And he goes to court in August 13th, as a matter of fact. And I was wondering what if Spirit could help me with what the outcome might be with that.
Okay, Brenda. Well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay? And I'll do that for you if that's okay. And see what comes from that. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Brenda, I know that I'm aware of a lady that draws herself from a vibration, and, you know, she makes me feel all warm and all tingly inside. Yes, I know that she comes quite close here to me. So I know that she'd be very close to you when she was here with us in this life. I believe that she would link towards your mum's side of your family because she wants me to lean towards your mum's side. I believe that as she links there, that she makes her way. Now, I don't know if you can hear my voices going in and out, and I believe that's the way excuse me, that she would have been before she passed, that her voice, something would have affected either the voice box or she wasn't able to get her words out towards the end of her life. I know that she makes me believe that she was very confined and restricted towards the end of her life before she passed. I know that she makes me aware that she lost quite a bit of weight as well before she left this life there, Brenda. Do you understand who I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, it could be my grandmother or it could be a really good friend of mine, either one of them.
Okay, well then let me have a little bit more offer, okay, because she makes you aware of where she was confined and she was restricted. She tells me that you would have assisted her, you would have helped her in this life before she passed. I know that she tells me that she may have slipped in and out of consciousness there for a short while before she passed. Now, does that narrow it down for you?
It does, yes. It's a really, really good friend of mine.
Okay, perfect. And, you know, as I said, that she makes me feel all warm and tingly inside. And I believe that's the feeling that she wants me to put around yourself at the minute. Because, you know, if I said to you that you are aware of the spirit world in some way yourself, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And she tells me that, you know, that now this problem that you have with your son, obviously it's upsetting you because she tells me as well it's been draining you physically and emotionally there. And I know that she tells me that there's tears and you're kind of fearing the worst all the time. Is that right?
Yes.
And she tells me that you know, instead of fearing of what's to come, let's be more positive about it, because she tells me there that, you know, even though it's you know, it wasn't very nice what went on, she doesn't tell me what goes on, so don't worry, but she says, even though that it wasn't very nice, it wasn't very pleasant, but she says to me, you know, there's a lot worse going on in this life than that. Does that make sense there, Jim?
It does, yes.
And she says to me here, instead of worrying about what's to come, okay, let's enjoy the time that we have now, okay? No, that doesn't mean that the worst is going to happen. Please don't get me wrong. But I know that she tells me here that let's just enjoy the time that we have now, because I believe that he is, you know, if I said to you that he is trying his best, would that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that I'm being told that he is trying his best. He's trying to now understand and be a part of this rebuilding is the words I want to use. He is trying to rebuild the things around him, make the wrongs into rights. So I believe that he is, you know, kind of changed in his ways, kind of changed in his character-wise, because I know that things have changed in his life there to the point of where it's almost like it's kind of scared him a little, or he's had like a wake-up call. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, I do believe that I need to say to you that, now, see, I don't really do much like predicting the future, because I don't believe that I can predict the future. You know, if the spirit world tells me things, then that's fine. But, you know, of what I'm being made aware of is like, you know, you're fearing not seeing him for a long time. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that you will see him. Okay, you will see him, okay, and stop thinking that you're not going to. So I know of whatever that's to come, okay, it will be the best outcome for your son at that time. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay. Now, I'm being told as well from her as well that, you know, that you're praying so hard to the spirit world. And
yes.
As you're praying so hard to the spirit world, you I need to get her right, because she says to me, be clear. Okay, where you're praying so hard to the spirit world, you're kind of hearing, or you're sensing back, we will be with you. Okay, so why do I want to say to you, or why do I feel as if you feel as if you're on your own sometimes? Do you feel like that sometimes?
I do feel like that a lot.
Okay. Now, I know I want to say to you as well that, you know, instead of being that way, I know that the spirit world is so close there with you at the moment, Brenda, trying to uplift your energy, uplift your spirit, because I know that's what you need in your life, okay? So I know that I want to say that you, of where this is, they are doing their best there for you, okay? They tell me we need to look forward now to September. Okay, I know that, I can't remember the date that you said that your son is in court, but we need to look forward to September, okay? Do you understand the September month?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, if I said to you it's time that you started to rebuild what's around you, because I know that's important, okay, for you to start rebuilding what's around yourself. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I believe that's spiritually and materially, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that, you know, that she's with us and she's trying to prove her existence to you. She tells me to, she says, tell her about the car. Do you drive then? Do you drive at the moment, Brenda?
Oh, yes, I do. I drive, yes.
Okay. Why does she make me aware of a steering wheel? Is there a problem with, like, the steering of your car, or is it to do with the wheels itself, maybe the brakes? Do you understand of that? Has there been a problem with the car?
No, not really. I just had my oil changed and my tires rotated, so everything's fine.
Okay, well, good, okay. Well, if you've just had them all checked, okay, maybe that's what she talks about, because she talks to me about the car and I can see a wheel. Now, whether it's a steering wheel or whether I need to take this like on a symbolic level, we need to start steering in the right directions. Put the wheel, okay, now put the wheels in motion, okay? And you know, if I said to you that you are your own worst enemy there, Brenda, aren't you?
Probably so.
Okay. Okay, Brenda, I know I need to move on here, okay? Has that reading helped you a little bit?
It has, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Brenda, for calling. Remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading. Come and join us on the Facebook pages of Mike Davis Medium. Or remember, keep an eye on the website, mikespirit.info. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
All right, thank you so much. Brenda,
you still there?
This is
Sarah. I just wanted to give you something. As Mike was speaking, Spirit was telling me there's some psalms in the Bible that you can read that will help with the justice of the court, because they tell me that you feel like your back is against the wall. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So if you have a pen and paper, I'm just going to rattle off some psalms, and then we can talk about this at another time. But I just want to make sure that you get this information. They want you to read Psalm 7.
Okay.
They want you to read Psalm 90.
Okay.
91.
All right.
32. 34.
Okay. All right.
And 65, so that your words will be heard and the truth will be revealed.
Okay, awesome.
All right. Thank you. I just had to add that and give you that message. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, great. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah, and thank you, Brenda, for calling in there. Okay, let's move on, Yasira. Let's go to our next caller, and I do believe that we have Suzanne online. Suzanne, are you there with us? Hi, Suzanne, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, Suzanne, are you there with us? Yep.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, I was just going to move on to the next caller then, Suzanne.
Okay, yeah, hi. I wanted to see what you saw at Love Life, and I got a job as a bus matron, and I wanted to see if that's the right job for me, or am I going to get a teacher aid job? I just got the job 2 days ago for September as a bus matron, and then I applied a couple of districts for teacher aid.
Okay. Okay, Susan, let me hand you over to my wonderful guest here. Let me see where we're going, okay?
Sure.
All right, Susan. Hi, Susan. Sarah Spiritual. I need your birthday, please.
10/5/60. It's Suzanne.
Suzanne, okay. All right, Suzanne, 10/5. All right, there we go. Suzanne, Spirit is talking to me about, it's almost like you were on hold for a while. You really were having trouble connecting in the system the way you wanted to. Does that make sense to you?
Well,
were you trying to push through for the job opportunities? And you were hitting almost like it wasn't moving forward. Because
well,
they're showing me that...
Stubbing.
Go ahead.
I
were
was stubbing.
Okay. So now this is you, because they talk to me about the breakthrough, Suzanne. And this is the breakthrough. This is, they show me the proverbial foot in the door. And I see you interviewing, and I see that you're going to have, they're showing me two interviews, and they're not from the same location. So I get the sense from Spirit that the second interview is going to be the interview that will cinch the deal and give you the opportunity to get your foot more in the system rather than just on the bus. Does this make sense to you? Is this what you have planned?
Well, actually what I had planned was to be a bus matron and then in between in the afternoon be a lunch monitor. If not, I applied to three different schools, one being where I wanted to be a lunch monitor, two to be a teacher aide. Three different districts.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever the second interview is for whichever position, that's going to get your foot more off the bus and in the building. Okay? Hopefully this is going to make sense to you. So I do see that opportunity coming to you, and I see it taking off rather soon. So I see
what I'm trying to get at is I put applications out for three different schools. Are one of those schools going to call me to interview?
Yes, and that's what I'm telling you. I see two different places calling you, and I see two different interviews, and the second one being the one that I believe you're going to end up with the position. That's what I'm saying.
Can I tell you some names of the schools? Or
go right ahead. If Spirit gives me a yay or a nay, I'll gladly give it to you. Give me their name.
One is Rocky Point, one is Centrum Riches, and one is Matatuck.
And is Matatuck close to you? Which is the one that is closest to you?
Centrum Riches, I think, is the closest, then Matatuck, then Rocky Point.
Okay. So then to me, they tell me the second. So let's go with the Matatuck. I really feel that that's the one because Spirit's giving me the symbol of yes for me. So I'm getting a good sense for the Matatuck interview.
Oh, do you know when I'm going to be called to interview?
They're telling me the second half of the August 12th, 16th, somewhere around there.
Oh, wow. Maybe they'll call next this week, though, to interview then. Who knows?
Yes. What I'd like you to do is just keep visualizing that phone to ringing because sometimes you tend to doubt the possibilities. I mean, you almost, kind of sabotage yourself. So Spirit wants you to focus on the end result. Does that make sense to you, Suzanne?
Yeah, and I just met a really nice guy named Brian. I think we'll date. He's really nice.
What's his birthday, Suzanne?
January 19th. I don't know. 64, I think.
Okay. He is nice. There is a facade about him. He has a very outer shell, and you're going to need to take a little time to get to know his heart because he does closely guard it. And he has a bit of a, I'm going to use the word cold streak. That doesn't mean he's an ice cube. That just means that sometimes he tends to retreat back to himself. But it is worthwhile getting to know him, and he is very set in his ways.
Okay. And what about a man named Sean that I like? He's as a friend. Is he just going to be a friend or no friend? Or...
Birthday? Do you have a birthday for me, please?
I think March 14th. I'm not sure what year.
Spirit says that he's... they describe him as a bit of a roller coaster. And I don't know, there's someone around you who's having some breathing problems, because as I'm talking to you, I'm really feeling the air in me just kind of being hit. So I don't know who has breathing problems or asthma or some tightness in the chest, but I'm really feeling some strong breathing problems around you. So
no one here.
Okay, maybe it's around him, but I'm really feeling some strong energy there. But I really see him as just being a friend.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Suzanne, for calling, and thank you, Sarah, again, for that wonderful reading. Remember, you can catch your reading right here on Mike Spirit FM. So let's go back to the phone lines, Sarah, and I do believe that we have area code 512. Hi, area code 512, are you there with us?
Hello, Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Joyous.
Joyous. Hi, Joyous. I thought that... I recognized the number and the Skype name there. Hi, Joyous. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Mexico.
From Mexico. Wonderful. You know, it's surprising how far we actually reach, isn't it?
Yes.
I know. It is amazing.
Station. It is. So what can I help you with there, Joyous, today?
I just did a really deep session on Friday with a friend of mine doing, like, you know, the tapping and some guiding. And I got to work on a piece that I think is pretty significant. And I guess what I'd like some help with is if there's any more parts of that that I could be working on. And if you feel that that's where, how do I say this? Well, I think that I create, you know, the roller coaster ride of all of these trauma dramas that put me into a panic state, and my sense is that it comes from this event that I worked on Friday, which is the event was when I was a turn. I was told my mom had cancer.
Okay, Jess, let me connect to the spirit world here, and we see where we go. Is that okay for you?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Joyce, I've got a few people that joins me here now, because it's your voice is how I connect with you, see, because we're live on the radio and, you know, I'm not in your company, it's your voice that helps me to build a vibration. And, you know, the first things first I have is a lady that connects with me here from the spirit world. And I know that this lady would have been quite a nicely built lady throughout her life, and she tells me that the latter part of her life, I believe that she struggled. I believe that there's a hospital connection there with her. Now, whether she was in and out of the hospital or she passed in the hospital, I'm not sure, but I know that she connects with the hospital. She tells me here that all her family was there for her, was around her before she passed. So I know that she would have had lots of family around her. So I know that she comes from a well-loved family, okay? Do you understand who I'm talking about, the Jess?
Well, I'm not sure who the well-built person is.
Okay, let me go on a bit.
It could be my grandmother. My grandmother died so old, so she was alive for most of my life, whereas my mother died when I was so young, so.
Okay, let me go on a little bit here with them. We'll try and find more information out to clarify who it is.
Okay.
No, I know that she connects to your mum's side. Okay, so this is either your mum or your grandmum, and I believe it's more your grandmum, if I'm honest with you, okay?
Yeah.
And if I said to you that, you know, this loving kind of nature, that would be your grandmother all over, wouldn't it? That's the way she was, very loving. I believe that she was very welcoming, because she's very welcoming me as I'm connecting there with her at the moment. And you know what? She wants me to believe that she's been in your life quite a lot of late, because you've seen this, as you say, roller coaster. Okay, she's seen this lots of up and down in your life. She's seen that you've tried your hardest, and she tells me that you keep trying. and no matter what, you feel as if sometimes that you're fighting a losing battle. Do you understand of this?
Ah. Yeah.
Okay. And she also makes me aware here, the Joyce, that you are able to connect with your loved ones in the spirit world yourself. You are, you do have that ability to kind of see them sometimes, sense them sometimes, because she tells me that you are very capable of communicating yourself to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she talks to me here about helping other people. So you'd understand, now I don't know what course that you've done Friday gone, but would you understand about that you're in a position where you're helping lots of people at the moment?
I've always been in the healing arts. If I was actually working and getting clients, then I could be helping people. But
okay,
that's been my big struggle is, you know, how to get clients. I do a variety of things, and okay, now I just have this, like, inkling, this insight that perhaps that incredible panic that I went into when I was told my mom had cancer, that it's like I keep recreating that feeling to resolve that moment. And I did a big piece on it, as I was telling you, and I'm hoping that I can get off the frickin' roller coaster ride and, you know, have a decent life. I mean, it's just kind of, if I said to you, oh, you know, I'm trying to find renters, people just seem to always want to tell me, well, did you try Craigslist? And they get real logical about it. And it's like, I'm doing all the logical stuff.
Yeah,
the logical stuff hasn't been working for a few years. And I know the economy's bad, but it can't be like that bad that I can't, you know, that it, I advertise for 2 months and get one client, you know. So,
you know,
my point is that
the only thing I can say to you there, Dreyas, is, you know, leave it with the spirit world. You know, if it's meant to work, then it will work, okay? You know, there is no time of when it's going to happen, okay? The spirit world will take care of it, and will put it in front of you when it's meant to be. Now, if I see to you that in your life at the minute, that it seems to be as if life has been like one thing after another all of the time there for you, would that make sense, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm exhausted.
Okay. And this is why I'm saying to you, of when it's meant to be, I believe I want to, like, bring your life back into a balance first, okay, so that we can, like, kind of see clearly what's out in front of us. And when we can see clearly what's in front of us, then, you know, you'll find your clients will start to kind of build up, okay? And I know that you're working hard towards building up your clients. And, you know, I always say, if you know, just let it come naturally, because that's the way that the spirit world has always intended it, okay? So I'm being told that you're still trying to better yourself as well in whichever field that you are working. Is that right?
To better myself, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And see, if I say to you as well that, you know, the spirit world is forever around you and you feel them, you sense them, is that right?
I do, and yeah. And maybe I really do need to, like, be talking to them more and asking for, you know, help with all this, because...
Most definitely.
I'm sure you can understand. I think so many people in this financial crisis thing, the hard part is, you know, I'm just so exhausted that then how do I have that, you know, blissful joy of attracting the positive thing that would then bring me money so that I could then pay my bills and not be exhausted, you know? So it's a vicious cycle that I'm trying to step out of. And that's what's been, you know, so hard. So what I'm here is that I need to do more like communication with the spirit world and ask for them to help.
Most definitely, you know, and, you know, not that I'm going to bore you with any stories, I'm not, okay? But let me just give you an example. Now, I work full-time as well, and Sarah will tell you this. I'm a bricklayer. I work 5-7 days a week. I mean, this week I work 7 days this week. And, you know, I kind of just leave it to the spirit world for them to take me where they need me to be or where they want me to be. And each and every day, you know, I wake up and I think, okay, Spirit, now it's your time to take me to where you need me to be. And after work finished, then the Spirit will put me in the position of where I need to be at that time. And, you know, it's always, I leave it to them because it's like they know where my energy is needed the most. And I believe that's where I want to put in front of you. You know, let's concentrate on one thing at a time, okay? Because I know that you're trying to do everything all in one go. It's all getting mixed up, getting confusing, getting very frustrated, because I know I'm feeling that frustration off you at the minute. And I know I'm feeling that, you know, I'm being exhausted all the time, okay? And I know what I need to bring in is balance. As I said, I need to bring your life back into balance. Allow the spirit world to take a little bit of control there, okay? And let them take you and put you where you need to be, okay? I do believe I want to say to you, you know, that I know time is a thing that we think, yeah, time is wonderful and, you know, we need to give it time. But I know I need to say to you that the more time that you put into this, the better benefit you will come out of it there for yourself, okay? I don't mean benefit financially and being rich, far from the word, but I know that, you know, clients will start coming. But, you know, the more that we push it, it's like the further away it's going, and that's how you feel, isn't it? How can I bring it closer? The only way to bring it closer, let the spirit world take charge, let them take control, and that way it will start to come forward. I know that we're already connected on Facebook. You know, keep me posted on things that's going, of how it's going, because, you know, I always like to have the feedback. I always like to hear people and how they're doing, and I'm sure, you know, the more that you sit back and say, hey, Spirit, take me where I need to be, put in front of me what needs to be there, I'm sure within the next few weeks that you'll be messaging me saying, hey, Mike, it's actually working. But you need to connect with them. Let them work with you. Let them be a challenge for them. Do you understand?
I agree with you, and I'm appreciate saying, because I feel like somehow I lost my confidence about that. I've lost my confidence about a lot of things, you know, about my ability to make decisions and my ability to manifest. And that's part of it, because I feel as if I used to live more in a realm of, you know, getting up in the day and just going, where should I go today? Where am I supposed to be, you know, drawn to? And it still happens occasionally, but not nearly like it used to, because I think I closed the door.
Yeah. Well, you know, that door is never firmly shut, okay? Let the spirit will take charge. You know, that's all I can really say to you. Let them take charge and let them do what they need to do. You know, just know that your grandmother is around you, and she would have never let you down in this life, and she's simply not going to let you down in the next life, okay? She's always going to be around you. And, you know, she wants me to clarify that by telling you about... okay, she wants me to look down at my leg, down my foot. Has there been a problem with either your leg or your foot? Because I know I want to look down.
Nothing in particular that I can think of.
Okay, well, for some reason she wants me to look down. Or was that the condition she carried?
Say the last part, I'm sorry.
I said, or was that the condition that your grandmother carried? Did she have a problem with her legs or her feet or something towards the end of her life?
Well, she may have. She literally died 4 days before her 99th birthday. And now my grandpa, her husband, he had shingles for a while that was horribly painful in his legs. I'm sure her feet hurt or her legs might have hurt before she passed.
Okay, see, this girl wants me to look at places. I know that that's either a condition here or it's a condition there, okay? My mistake for taking it was yours, but I know that she wants me to look down, so I know that it's my legs or my feet or something, that there's a problem. Well, you know, as I said to you, let your grandmother take control, because I know that, see, if I said to you that you have issues with that because you feel as if you've been let down in the past, not so much by the spirit, but with people around you in your life, is that right?
Yeah.
And that's where this problem occurs from, isn't it? Because you feel, well, I've been let down. Now it's up to me to do what I need to do, or to promote or to push things, okay? And we've kind of taken this from allowing them to take control to you taking control, and it just doesn't seem to be gelling. Then let's try it. See, I know that you mentioned about people has told you about logic and you've tried to apply your logic. I never apply logic to anything that I do in my work for Spirit, because the minute I think about it, it's the minute it'll go all completely wrong. You know, it's because it's not about Mike Davis. I'm just a channel, just a conduit for them. And it's about the spirit world. And, you know, I just learned these days just to go with it and never to apply the logic into it. Does that help you a little bit, Joyous?
Yes, it does. No, I agree. That's why, like, sometimes when I do get a mini reading from somebody, I feel maybe they start with, you know, what's not logical, like what you're talking about, and then they start bringing in, like, well, do you have Craigslist in your area, stuff like that. It's like, I've done all of that.
Yeah.
You know, the physical part, and sure, there's always going to be some other avenue that I could, even right now I'm investigating a new way to maybe be able to promote my rentals, and I think it's a smart thing. And there's always something, another avenue maybe to take, but it's like, well, how many years, literally, does the person have to try different avenues to get, you know, results? It's like the results a little faster, so I rather not go by just what's so logical, so.
Yeah, of course. Well, as I say, you know, let the spirit world take a little bit of charge there and see what they bring you, because I'm sure that things will change quite soon the minute that, you know, you allow the spirit world to do what they need to do.
Yeah. And I do think it's the grandmother you're speaking of. I actually don't think it's my mother's mother. I think it's my dad's mother, because she and I were so close. And she seems to come through often, like when I get a reading, she just has such a strong presence. And I had a very, really wonderful loving connection with her.
Wonderful. Okay, well, I know I need to move on, okay? And I've got lots of people.
Okay, thank you so much, Mike.
That's okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. Remember, you can come on over to Mike Spirit FM and retrieve a copy of that reading there. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Great. And I click to follow your show now, get the emails.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Joyous. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Joy on with us. Hi, Joy. Are you there with us?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Joy. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto, Ontario.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I called in to see what the next few months are going to bring me and if I'm going to ever fall in love again.
Okay. Okay, now let me hand you over to the wonderful Sarah, okay? And, you know, that's a question that's on my mind. It really is. But, Sarah, it's all over to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Joy, may I have your... Hi, how are you? May I have your birthday, please?
It's February the 2nd, 1960.
A lot of people calling from 1960. Must be in an uprising with my 1960 births here. Joy, it's been, Spirit says it's been difficult for you, a connection. The connection when you meet people is just not happening the way you'd like it to. Does this make sense to you?
And in
this
some
is
ways.
In matters of the heart, okay? I'm just not really feeling the connection with the people in your path that have crossed your path recently. You asked the question, will I have love again? And that answer is yes. There's some healing that has to happen within you for this love to come about. There is an opportunity for love, and Spirit is taking me to, they're actually taking me to the beginning of next year. They're telling me January. January is a new beginning, a new you, a new attitude. Spirit talks about certain things in your life. You've been going in a circle for a bit of time, and this is your expansion of you. But they're telling me that January is a pivotal time in relationships. It will be before your birthday, and you're going to meet someone who they describe as a companion, someone who, they give me the word, gets you, connects with you. Does this make sense to you? Is that something you're currently asking for?
No. No.
Okay.
I lost someone I love very much a year ago, and I'm just wondering if I'll ever find that again.
Well, Spirit is saying that you will. You will. In January, okay. You're going to meet someone who is a companion, someone that gets you. So when I say someone that gets you, that's someone who connects with you on a deep level. So will you find that again? You know, we love many people in our lives, but there will always be loves that are very unique. No two loves are the same. So to answer the direct question, will I ever have that again? No, because you'll be loving someone or caring for someone who is not that same individual.
Okay.
Therefore, you're going to have a different connection, but it is going to be a compatible love connection. Because they show me that there's just been a lot of, they really give me the word blocks and sorrow in your heart. You're not ready, and so you may want to have love again, but you're just not ready. And that's why they're taking me to the beginning of next year. It's almost a rebirth and a re-you. You are still in a stage of mourning, my dear.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other part of the question? Though, before,
what was in store for me for the next few months?
Okay,
like
particular
there's
area?
Just so much going on in my life, and I just wanted to know, is it going to get better? Is it going to get easier? What's in store for me?
It is going to get easier, but it's almost as if we have to get into the end of this year for things to really start to turn around for you. They're telling me that you seem buried. There's a lot of things around you that you have to go through. You have to straighten up. You have to pick up. You have to redirect yourself. They keep taking me to January. They keep taking me to January for that rebirth for you. So I imagine this rebirth is going to cover you on many areas of your life, Joy. Many areas of your life. But there is a change coming for you. You are still in a healing process. I believe that was the first thing that Spirit talked about was healing. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So that is Spirit stands by the healing. They stand by the healing, and they show me Archangel Raphael ready to heal and ready to help. So allow Archangel Raphael to heal your heart, and things will fall in order for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joy, and thank you, Sarah, there for that wonderful reading. Joy, if you want
thank
a copy of that reading, please come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you will download a copy. Come and join us on the Facebook pages of Mike Davis Medium, Sarah Spiritual, and that's where you'll be able to keep in touch with us. But thank you very much for calling.
I will. Thank you very much.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here, Sarah. I do believe I have Angel online there with me. Angel, are you there with us? Hi, Angel, are you there with us? Okay, let me pop that one back on hold. And we'll go to Laurie. Hi, Laurie, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Laurie. I thought you was going to have another blank then. It happened a few weeks to me. Maybe they just don't want to speak to me. But Laurie, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
From New York. Absolutely wonderful. And Gwen, you're going to tell me it's absolutely wonderful weather in New York as well, aren't you?
Yeah, it's pretty nice today.
You know, we've had wonderful weather here in the UK the last week. You know, I'm really suntanned, you know, and it's really nice to have a bit of colour. But, you know, I know it's going to turn back to the horrible rain this next week. So I'm getting quite jealous again now of your weather, but it won't be long. And I'll be with Sarah. And I know Sarah said to me, we may have a day that we can schedule out so I can sit on the beach. That would be so nice. So
yes.
Can I ask you what the reason that you called in for?
Well, it's two reasons. The first one is just like for a general reading, But then I have a question about, I think I have like a, I don't want to sound stupid or anything, but I think I have like a portal in my house.
No, that's not stupid, right, Mike?
Far from the wood. Far from the wood. You know? Portals.
We got portals everywhere.
Portals are well, you know, some people. My opinion of a portal is that's where a spirit is, can enter. That's like the entry point. Do you agree with me there, Sarah?
I do. I do. Now, perhaps the what's popping through her portal is not what she'd like to meet, but yes, portals are an entrance way. So it's not a bad way.
What is coming through is are members of my family.
Perfect. Mm. Okay, absolutely perfect. Well, then, you know, Laurie, let me build a communication here with you from the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
That's okay.
Okay, because, you know, the first thing I'm receiving is almost as if my head is about to explode here. And I know that's not mine, okay? I believe that's a condition that somebody would have passed on to the spirit world with. And I believe I just complained of headaches for a long time. I don't know whether this is like a brain tumor or something, but I know that my head, it feels like it's ready to explode. And I do believe I have a gentleman that joins me from the spirit world that I want to say to you that, you know, didn't reach a fantastic age, bless him, when he passed on to the spirit world. I believe he would have been maybe around his early 50s, I want to say, of when he passed. Now, I believe that he connects in your family. I believe that he connects to your dad's side of your family there. Do you understand what I have with me?
Yes, I think it's my father.
Okay. And if I said to you that he was quite a strong character of when he was here with us, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Because, you know, he's being very strong and very forceful to me at the minute, because he's saying, come on, I need to get my opinion. And that's the way he talks to me. I want to get my opinion across, you know. So I believe that that's the way he would have been when he was here with us. You know, if he had something to say, out there would come please or offend. Uh-oh.
What happened?
Yeah, no, I'm still here.
Uh-oh, I don't know what's wrong with my phone.
Here.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can't hear him on this one.
Well, Mike, I think we lost them.
Well, I think we may have.
No, I'm here.
They're back.
Oh, I thought I was going to lose you for a minute there.
Well, you know, what's meant to be is meant to be. You know, you're obviously still there. That means that you're still meant to be. So is that the way that your dad would have been? Whatever you had to say out to would come, please, or offend. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly the way.
Perfect, okay, because that's who I have with me, and I know that he's been very strong, very forceful in what he wants me to tell you here. And, you know, he says to me that, you know, that you've been asking for the spirit world to come into your life. You've been wanting them to come into your life. Is that right?
That's right.
See, and you know, as you talk about portals and your family comes through this entry point, you know, that's what I call an entry point, and your family comes through, and he tells me that he has been making his presence known, particularly in your home. Is that right?
I don't see the entry point that you say is in the room next to mine.
Okay.
But the person that is sleeping in that room doesn't say that it is my father. He says my mother, my uncles, my brother-in-law.
You don't tell me anymore.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, you just told me your mother's there, your uncle's there. It's up to me to work with them and find out who I have with me, okay?
Okay.
So please try not to give me any information, okay?
Okay.
But I know that your dad is with me. Your dad is linking around you. And I know that your dad tells me that you've been asking for the spirit world to come around you. And they are all just doing that at the minute, coming around your vibration. Now, your dad, when he was with us, as I said, he was very forceful in what he had to say. He was very honest. And I believe he wants me to put his opinion across to you at the minute, okay? And he tells me that in your life at the moment, there's been lots going on in your life. There's been kind of lots happening in your life of late. And I do believe I want to say to you where this has been going on, that he wants me to say to you that, you know, I want to take a big, deep breath, okay? And I believe that's where I need to put you. I stick 5 minutes. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
See, because that's what he's come to say to me. Ah, big deep breath. And, you know, if you could only do that, take that big deep breath in and just look at things. You will see things from a different perspective, I believe I need to say to you, okay? So I know that your dad is closer on you. Now, who's the one that passed with the stomach here? I know that my stomach is churning around at the minute. Okay, I know who it is. Okay. This is a lady that would have passed on to the spirit world. It's like a cancer, because I believe it's something in my stomach and it's turning. I'm not saying that she passed the stomach cancer, please don't get me wrong, but I know that's how I feel it. So I know it's like a cancer this lady would have passed on to the spirit world with. Go on.
I don't know.
Okay, hang on a minute, then we'll find her, because she makes you aware that, you know, she didn't know that she had this condition until almost the end of her life, because I know that it kind of crept up on her. That's what she tells me, and she passed very suddenly and very quickly home to the spirit world there as she comes forward. Now, let's find her. I know that she links to your mum's side, because she comes here to mum's side of the family. I know that she would be I believe it's like sister. Now, whether it's your mum's sister or your grandma's sister, I'm not sure a minute. But I know that there's been lots of them. I believe I want to say that there's five girls. So you'd understand there would be five girls either linked with your grandmother or your mum. Would you understand this?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Did you know your grandmother's family well?
I knew there were only two sisters.
Okay. Okay, then maybe I'm
and
going...
And I don't know what they died from either.
Okay. And there's no way of you checking up on that, is there?
I probably could, but it might take a little while.
Okay, well, you find out about it, because I know that this lady's with me. I know it's cancer, and I know that it's like kind of crept up on her. And as soon as she found out, whether she found out just before she passed, I'm not even sure, because she says to me, it was cancer. And I went quite quickly home to the spirit world, because I didn't know it was there. That's what she tells me, okay?
Yeah.
Now, to look at her, she seems very much drawn of her features. Now, whether she lost a bit of weight, I'm not sure, but I know I'm seeing my face and it's starting to slim down as I talk to her. So I know that there's like a bit of weight loss here with her as well before she passes. So again, just a bit more information that you can find out about her, and please do so, okay?
Yeah.
But I know that, you know, as I want to look forward into your life, I believe I want to put you in a place of where I feel I want to be more comfortable now. So would you understand that you feel more comfortable in your life now than what you have for the last few months? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't know, but I'm just being told that, you know, I just said to you about taking a big deep breath. Okay, if I said to you that where you have done this, like had 5 minutes, that's where you've realized then, if you like, where you've been either like going wrong or to push away a few things out of your life. I believe that you've been like eliminating a few things. Is that right?
I've been trying to.
Okay. See, doesn't that just prove to you that the spirit world is around you? They're doing their best there for you, okay? Find out about this lady, because she's very much close into your vibration, very much closer into your life. Your dad is still strong around me. He's not going to leave me. He's going to stay there with you. And bless him, you know, I know that he just wants me to try and uplift your vibration and say to you, come on, girl, let's move on, okay? Let's be, what's the right word? Let's push ourselves forward a bit. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Laurie, for calling in. I know that we've still got lots of people online there. And, you know, if you want to download a copy of that reading, come on over to Mike Spirit FM and look in the archives, and that's where you will find it, okay? With us on Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, Say the Spiritual, and, you know, remember, keep an eye on the mikespirit.info when it soon changes over. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here, Sarah. And I believe that we have area code 718. Hi, area code 718. Are you there with us? Hi, area code 718. Are you there with us? Okay, maybe they don't want to speak to us, and that's fine. Okay, let's move on to area code 989. Hi, area code 989. Can I take your name, please?
Hi, my name is Liz.
Liz. Hi, Liz.
Liz, yeah, hi.
Can I ask you where you're calling from there, Liz?
I'm calling from the thumb area of Michigan.
From Michigan?
Yeah.
Well, wonderful producer is there in Michigan. And a big shout out to Robert. I know that he's busy and he's tied up this evening, so I'm left tied in the Kanye tonight. So
yeah, we're flying solo.
Just me and Sarah tonight. So Liz, how can we help you?
Well, I have a question. It's kind of strange, maybe, but I just moved into a new house. I had lived at my old house for almost 5 years, and just before I moved into that house, I had lost a very close family member, and once I moved in there, I realized that I had a lot of activity in my house, some not just this person, but other people, and then this person also brought other people in. So now we moved to this new house just down the street, but it's a bigger house, about a month ago, and nobody, I'm like, surely they know we've moved, don't they want to come visit us, what?
You know, just before I hand you over to Sarah, okay, I want to just answer you. I want to answer that question for you, if I may. Sarah, is that okay if I do that a minute?
Oh, yes, please.
Because, you know, many times, you know, I've worked with people that have said to me, you know, and people have came and seen me privately and they've been in tears because they think, well, I've moved. Didn't, you know, why in the spirit world moving with me? Why don't they know I've moved? You know, why don't they come to visit me anymore? You know, I always say, and I know it to be right, I know it's fact, that the spirit is with the person, not so much tied with the home. So maybe because you have moved, there's hectic in your life, there's things going on, and we kind of switch it off, maybe without realizing that we are doing that. So then we don't, so our awareness is not so so close to the spirit world than what it is with life, okay? And sometimes life takes over before we realize, and that's when we don't feel, sense, hear the spirit world so much. So I hope that answers that short little question there for you.
We're still trying to find everything in boxes, okay. So maybe that's it.
Everything's not in place, Liz. Everything's not in place, and there's a lot of distraction around you because there's a female who was coming through very strongly in the other house, and I feel like you felt her presence, and you could almost smell whatever scent she had before she passed, her perfume. And what I'm going to suggest to you is, because they need to know sometimes that they're not forgotten. They know that we are aware of them, but sometimes they need a symbol, a token. And Spirit is showing me that if you were to take some white flowers and put them in a vase, you know, when you're settled, when you find the vase, and you just simply put the white flowers, and because the Spirit shows me that there's boxes piled in corners, it's really not quite settled yet, and it's almost like you have to move 6 things to get one. It's like as I tour your house with my Spirit, and that house, by the way, I'm going to place on hold what they were showing me, because now that I'm in the house, that house on the way has a nice flow to it. There's nice energy there. It's going to be, they tell me, a happy home, a happy place. There's a sense of tranquility. There's a sense of, you know, really connecting with who you are. And it's got a nice breath of fresh air associated with it. And I'm not just talking about cross ventilation of open windows, okay?
Yeah.
So this is really going to be very picturesque. They give me picturesque, whatever the scenery around you may be, you know, you might have a nice tree. There's some greenery. There's something beautiful to say about the home. Now, what I started to say that Spirit was showing me is that simply take a vase and place some white flowers there. and put a glass of water. The water is to purify the spirit, to give the spirit energy, and just tell them, you know, this is my home, and you're a part of my life, and, you know, I welcome the connection, and, you know, do not think that because I'm busy and preoccupied that I'm not open for your messages, because I am. And we need to talk to them. If I could tell you and all of our listeners, we need to talk to our loved ones on the other side, because when we give them our words, they hear us, and they will find ways to give you messages that will let you know that they're there. But this one woman that walks very closely with you, and she seems to be above your mother on your mother's side. What she's showing me is some type of...
It's my grandmother.
Okay, it is your grandmother, because she's your mother, but above.
I knew it was her in the other house, yep.
Right,
yes.
Okay, so she's there with you, and she's showing me this, like, two things that are hers, but one seems a little bigger, so I don't know if it's a picture or something that you have of hers. It's something she wants you to put out. And when you take this and put it out, she wants it out. There's a belonging. There's something of hers she wants out. And when you place this item out, it's going to kind of really help connect you with her.
Okay.
You will feel her more. And I believe you've dreamt with her, because she's taking me to the dream state. So I believe you've seen her in a dream, and you will see her again. Okay, yes, all right. So you've seen her, and you will continue to see her. They tell me it's been quiet in your dreams, because you're not really remembering your dreams the way you used to. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and a lot of it is connected to this move.
Okay, you're preoccupied.
Okay.
And did you clear out the house? Did you use some incense or sage out the house? Did you clear out the energy in the house?
The old one or the new one?
The new one.
You
did not.
No.
I know you did not, because you are living in the energy of someone else's energy. If you go to sarahspiritual.com, my website, and that'll can link you to some of the products that I make, you really need to spray out your house with, let's say, a vibration spray that I have, or sage out your house. You need to clear. You need to clear out the energy. You need to start fresh. It's like we take the time to paint. We take the time to... you know, vacuum the rugs, shampoo the rugs, decorate. But if we don't clear out the energies to welcome in our energy, then it's difficult for our spirits to quite find their place. It's very, very important that you clear this energy, because they're telling me that it's like if the air is stagnant. As I walk through the house, as nice as it is, it's stagnant. And particularly up where the bedroom is that you sleep, the energy seems heavy, and I don't feel like you've slept a restful sleep. I'm not saying you're not comfortable. I just feel it's not a restful sleep. So what you want to do is really take some sage, whatever works for you. And also, you always want to pray in your house when you first move in. So you did not do that now when you first moved, but I will give you that if you go to Psalm 61, Psalm 61 in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, that psalm is designed to change the vibration in the home and dedicate it as a new home and speak to the spirit world. Thank the heavens. Thank your angels. Thank your ancestors for bringing you there, and tell them that you are open and willing to receive messages from those who are of the light. Let me clarify, light. And you would love to have them all around you. You are very gifted yourself, and you have a great healing ability within you, and you are meant to help people, but we have to fine-tune your skills. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfectly.
The only
Any
other
question
I have for you
yes.
is, other than this person, other than my grandmother, who my mother was an only child, so my grandmother helped raise me. She lived with us, so I'm very close to her. It's very easy to feel her normally. This other person that had passed that was closer to me was actually my son. I felt him so much in the other house. And before we actually moved, I felt him less. And I don't know if it's because he's busy or he wants me to get on with it or what.
Well, yeah, Mike will tell you, they do get busy on the other side. No, you will, and I'm sure Mike will agree, he will show himself to you, but this is a major, and I actually just got such a chill, this is a major move for you, and this is your rebirth, this is your new beginning, and it's your time to create your world, and he will be a part of it. He has not left you, my dear. He has not left you at all. So do not worry about that. Do not worry about that. Do you just put your flowers? You can put it for your grandmother, put it for your son. But your grandmother's who comes through loud and clear. So
exactly. She's a guiding force for me.
Yes. And she wants to be sure that you know you're not alone. And he will join you.
I get the feeling he's busy. He's doing stuff or whatever. And you're very right. His death happened, it was sudden, just before we moved, my younger sons and I, and this is a five-year mark this year, and this is, we're in a good place. We're new, moving on and doing things and being able to remember him with, you know, funny stories and love and stuff and less of the sad stuff, you know what I mean, or the hard moments. They're still there, but, you know, you're right, this is a rebirth, so...
It is, and he had such a good personality. He really was a handful. Your son, so
quite the joker.
Yes, so it is all good, and you are most certainly blessed. And you know, I welcome you to come to my website, Sarah Spiritual, and or you can call our center.
I think the saging is a great idea because what I know about the previous tenants. Was that they were very troubled. There was a lot of violence in the house between a man and woman and that kind of thing. So you're saying that energy needs to get out of the house, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the stagnation because that is not the energy that you bring to this home. Remember, physical things hold energy, and so the house is holding that energy, and you're coming with this new, fresh, okay, we have had tragedy, but we will persevere, and we embrace the blessings that God has before us, and you're ready for your new beginning, and you have the sorrow of the loss, yet the joy of knowing that all is well,
mm-hmm.
and you're ready for this new sense, and then we've got all these other people's icky stuff in there.
Yeah.
So let's get it on out, okay, my dear?
All right. What is your website again, Sarah?
Sarah Spiritual, Sarah Spiritual.com, sarahspiritual.com, and we have a center in West Palm Beach and all sorts of things. We do appointments by phone and all that.
All right, I will go there then. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mike and Sarah, and you guys have a blessed day.
You know,
you do the same.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for calling. And, you know, come on over to Mike Davis Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, Sarah Spiritual on Facebook as well. And that's where you'll be able to connect with us. And remember, if you want to download a copy of your reading, come on over to Mike Spirit FM in the archives. That's where you'll be able to find the show. Thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, Sarah, you know, time is moving so fast. I only just looked, and it looks like we don't have much time left, you know. It's
No, we don't.
Going so quick, it's kind of unbelievable. But I know that we still have plenty of people on hold. I know that we have a Skype caller here. It's, I'm going to attempt to read out the Skype name. It's Sister Soul Power, I think. Hi, Sister Soul Power, are you there with us?
Hi, yes, I am. How are you?
I am doing very well, thank you. Can I take your name, please?
Sure. This is Marianne.
Marianne.
Yes.
Hi, Marianne. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling all the way from Wisconsin.
From where, sorry?
Wisconsin.
Okay.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay, I'm what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm actually calling in. I wanted to get an idea of where I'm at. I guess that's called a general reading. But I also wanted to see if I was able to, you know, connect to, in particular, my sister and father. I know we can't say who would come through, but just wanted to see if they were there.
Okay. Well, bear with me, and I'll do my very best there to link to the spirit world there for you. And we'll see who's coming through, okay? Now, I know that I'm aware of something that would have passed very sudden home to the spirit world. I believe it's almost like... you know, it was that quick, almost as if it could be like an accident, or it was this something crept up on me really quick and took me home to the spirit world.
Okay.
I know I want to say to you that, you know, I'm not an old person. I'm quite a younger person, I want to say, in the spirit world. I don't want to go much older than like my mid-30s, early 40s when I passed home to the spirit world.
Well, yeah, now that would be my sister. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know, as I'm aware of this energy, I want to say very gentle, very quiet in their character-wise. Okay, so does that fit with your sister?
Not the quiet part so much, but, I mean, she has her tendencies, yeah. Only
okay.
Person confused be mine. Mm. Okay, I'm going to write it down and be open. Okay.
Because I know that I want to come through on a very quiet and a very gentle kind of a vibration here, okay? Now, would I be right in saying that to you that that's what you need in your life at the minute, a bit of quiet in your life? You need a bit of...
Yeah.
Is that right?
That would be right, and that would be what she would do to calm me down, yeah.
Because that's exactly how I want to come around you, you know? The first thing I want to do is put my arms around you and just hold you. Okay, and just let you know that things will be okay, because I know that with your sister's energy around you, that's exactly what she would do. You know, it's going to be okay, because I believe that as she links there with you, she just wants to guide you and lead you onto this pathway, because I know that I just want to settle your vibration and just bring order back into your life. Because would I be right in saying to you that you feel a little bit like let down at the moment? Would you understand of that?
Yes.
And you feel almost as if, you know, that we have been hurt time and time again going back through your life. And, you know, you don't want this to happen this time. We need to keep moving forward, moving onwards with this. Do you understand of that, yeah?
Yes.
Because that's exactly what your sister wants me to say to you. It's time that we move forward with it and enjoy what's around us, okay? Because I do believe that, you know, I want to bring new things into your life. I want to bring new vibrations into your life. I want to bring lots of upliftment into your life. And you know, encouragement is the word she keeps saying to me. Tell her encouragement, encouragement. So I know that there's need for her, or she believes that there's need for her to be encouraging to you at the moment. So would you understand that there's things that she wants to encourage you about?
Yes.
Because I know that, you know, see, she just takes my hand, and I know that she just wants to lead me and just say to me here, come on, let me show you where I want to take you. And I believe that's where your sister is at the moment, wants to lead you by your hand and take you on some kind of journey. But I don't, you know, it's not a you know, a visualized journey. It's a journey in your life, okay, where she wants to lead you and just say to you, you know, it's okay. It's okay, because I know that the past, it's, you're, okay, she says, you've allowed your past to influence your future too many times, and it's about time that we left the past where it is and moved on with it. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, okay. Very much.
Now, she talks to me here about upset, tears, emotions. So would you understand why she would tell me this?
Yeah.
Okay, and I know that I want to put this emotion in your life. You've been shedding tears of late, dear, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And she says
so
to me,
I don't get in trouble.
Okay. She says to me, even the last few days you've shed a few tears because she's been trying to dry them up there for you. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, now that makes big sense.
Now, she wants me to say here to you that, you know, that you're never alone and stop believing that you are. So you would understand that you believe sometimes the spirit world is not even there with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just said that the other day. I didn't feel them around me anymore.
Perfect. Because she says we stop believing that we're not with you, because we are with you. We're always around your vibration. I know Sarah touched upon this about the things that she has for sale in the shop there, about there's certain things that you know, that we can do, because, you know, when our lives become wrapped up with the everyday to day things, the spirit world kind of gets pushed back to the back of our mind. Maybe not purposely, and please don't get me wrong, you know, we kind of don't do this purposely, but things take over, don't they? And I believe that's where you are in life. And I want to say that you, even though that the material things have taken over, it doesn't mean the spirit world has just disappeared, because far from the word, they are so close to you. Okay? Now, she tells me that, you know, you've been trying to apply for different things, whether it's positions or whether it's applying for something new in your life. Do you understand that you've been applying?
Oh, very much. Yeah.
Doesn't that prove to you that your sister's even with you, even, you know, as we speak and over the last few days? Because she says to me, make sure you tell her I'm always there with her. She says to me, tell her about your hair. She likes the... Have you done something different to your hair then?
Yeah.
See, doesn't that just prove to you that your sister's always been with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, she says to me here about... She says, tell her about, we know, see, there's a few physical conditions I could talk to you about, is that right?
Yeah.
And she says to me about the healing vibrations are very much there with you, okay? Now, let me draw my attention to your back. What's the problem with your back? Do you have, like, whether it's like a discomfort at the lower part of your back or something there?
Mm-hmm. I do get that, yeah. Lately, I've been getting that. Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, that just proves to you, doesn't it, conclusively, that your sister is around you. And, you know, even though that, you know, I'm no doctor, I can't diagnose or prescribe anything, I really can't. But, you know, your sister says to me about working on your back. So I know, see, as the spirit world knows these conditions and recognizes these conditions, I know that they are doing their work for you in the spirit world, even as we speak at the moment, okay? Know that they're all around you. I know I could spend hours upon hours working with these beautiful energies, because that's exactly what they are, wonderful and beautiful energies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't go without telling you about this gentleman, because, you know, he pesters me, if I'm honest with you, to make sure I work with him. And I believe that this could link with your dad's side. And because I know that he comes to the other side, which I know that this is like a dad's side of the family here. And would I be right in saying that you understand your dad for me in the spirit world? Is that right?
Correct.
And would I be right in saying to you that your dad, you know, I know that he was a an honest, hard-working kind of a gentleman of when he was with us in this life. Is that right?
Correct.
And he would have been the kind of fellow that always would... put his family first, no matter what. That would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want me to like rub around my nose and around my mouth? Would you be always had a habit of doing this?
Yeah, that's something. Just a tick or something that we tend to do. Yeah.
Ah, perfect. Okay, because I know that's what he wants me to see. You know, if only we could see each other now, because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm rubbing my fingers down my nose and around my mouth here as he connects with me. So know that, you know, again, he is so... Okay, I know instantly he makes me aware of my chest, and I just hold on to my chest as your dad communicates. So would I be right in saying to you that he must have passed with either like a heart condition or this, with something to do with his chest? Is that right?
No, not him, but I have some issues. I've been having some issues with whenever I can't breathe, it's like my dad is right there. That was always like, he would do that like to say like his heart was stopping because I wasn't there. You know what I mean?
Okay, well that then, see, if you understand that, then that's fine, because I know he just makes me hold my chest almost as if it's like my heart or... I know that's how he comes through. So if that's how you recognize your dad, then that, again, that's perfect way of him coming through there, okay? So know that your dad, your sister, you know, there's a whole host of them that wants to come through at the moment.
Yeah.
And I know that they are giving you the healing, the upliftment, the encouragement that you need at the moment, okay? And, you know, if I said to you, stop worrying, because it will get done, there's something that you've had to put off, not once, I feel a few times. So whether it's something like, and this is only like an example, whether it's like work that you want done around the home, but you've had to put it for other reasons, and it's not the first time, you've had to put it back and back and back. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Because he talks about you've been putting it off, and it's not your fault. So, you know, again, know that your dad recognizes this and he understands it. Okay, does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well,
wow.
Thank you very much for calling. And remember, come and connect with us on Facebook. It's Mike Davis Medium. As I said at the beginning of the show, you know, I had to make up a new one today. So you will find two on there. But the new one is, there's not many friends on the new one. So maybe after today's show, we may have a few more on there, which, you know, I'm always excited to have new friends there on Facebook, because it's a lovely way of connecting with people. Remember, connect with Sarah Spiritual as well. Again, another wonderful energy and another wonderful ambassador there for the spirit world. And do download your copy of the reading in Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. Is there a way I can have one other question really quickly?
Only if you're really, really quick.
Okay, this is just only a question. It's about a person that's my ex. Is that person staying my ex because that person has been coming around a little bit? Is that meant to be, going to continue to be ex, just residual stuff?
Okay, I missed that. Say that again, sorry.
Oh, I said an ex has been coming around. Does that mean that we're going to reunite, or just is just residual, like we're just lingering energy?
Okay. Let me just go back to your dad and ask him there. You know, if I said to you that it's been a long time, or he's been an ex-husband for a long time, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And would I be right in saying it's been at least 6 years? Is that right?
Wow, Dad, took me back to that one. Yeah, for that one, yeah, but that wasn't what I was talking about. That's okay, keep going. I'm listening.
Because I'm being told that it's been at least 6 years, okay?
True.
And I know that I want to say to you, you know, it's okay. It's okay as a friend. So, you know, if your ex-husband has come back into your life, I want to say to you, it's okay as a friend, okay? But then let's learn to move on from that, okay?
Perfect.
Does that answer that for you?
Yeah, that makes more sense too. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks.
I know that we're almost out of time. And I say thank you very much there.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now, bye. Okay, Sarah, we're almost at the end of the show. It's gone. I do want to mention this, Sarah. I know that we had a wonderful friend of mine on earlier on, Steve. I know that he sent me a message saying, you know, that he forgot to say that we can connect on Facebook. So you can connect with Steve Reeves on Facebook or Ultimate Paranormal Experience LTD. So, you know, I do urge you all to go on to that Ultimate Paranormal Experience on Facebook as well. Steve Reeves on Facebook. And again, Sarah, with yourself on Facebook as well. And give us that web address again.
Yes, I can be reached at sarahspiritual.com. That's S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com.
Okay, and so on there, Sarah, is where we'll be finding all the tour dates of my trip coming over to Florida. You know, I'm so excited.
Yes.
I want to burst up with I don't know, whether it's tears or laughter. I'm not sure, because the excitement around me, I got to be honest.
Yes, it's exciting.
That's where we'll be able to find, see, it's laughter. That's where we'll be able to find all them dates. Again, you know, as soon as the website is launched, relaunched, should I say, mikespirit.info, the tour dates will be on there. So please all come and connect with us. Let's be a part of this wonderful family. I do apologize, deeply apologize to those that are still online at the moment. You know, we didn't have chance to come to you, didn't have chance to pick up your call. But, you know, please do come back next week. The show is on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. And back again with me on the Sunday night. So please come and connect with us. Sarah, I know that you have your own radio shows. Do you want to tell us about them and when people can connect with you on them?
Yes, Wednesday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WBZT. That is a clear channel radio station, WBZT.com. It's broadcast live here in South Florida. And then on Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time at W4CY.com. And that is an internet radio station. Again, W4CY.com at 4 p.m. on Monday. And Wednesday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. on WBZT, Clear Channel Radio.
Okay, Sarah, I must say, again, absolutely wonderful having you on the show. I really enjoyed working with you. I know that it's going to be just 4 weeks, and we'll be reunited again here on Mike Spirit FM with a bit of a difference, because we will be live at that charity event, the Celebrity Ghost Hunt, with Steve Reeves. And you know, don't forget, everyone, connect with Steve Reeves on Facebook, Ultimate Paranormal Experience LTD on Facebook, and that's where you'll be able to catch us there. But Sarah, I must say, absolutely wonderful. Will you come on again?
Absolutely. I know I'll be back next month with you, and I'm sure you'll be back on with me.
There we are. Perfect. All is left for me to say, Sarah, is thank you, and good night. Good day, wherever you are.
Good night.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.